This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP.
More proof that people, some people have too much money.
Yeah.
All right, Brett, I'll let you pick because I got three auction stories. You want movies, music, or pop culture?
Let's go music.
Music. A signature of Mozart.
Wow.
Expected to fetch.
How many million?
Now.
I feel like there's like nothing from Mozart as far as a signature goes.
It's all it is. It's a signature.
Wow.
It's like a piece of, you know, when they, with the baseball cards, they put them in those plastic things or whatever it is.
Piece of paper
all
with a signature.
All it is Mozart's signature.
Wow. That's crazy.
And it's starting, the bidding is starting at
$75,000
at auction. They're expecting anywhere between $100,000 and $200,000. For his signature. This guy didn't this guy didn't free the slaves or get shot in the head.
That's right. So, he just made some dumb music.
This guy sucks.
He's no Lincoln.
No. All right, now, Brett, you want to go movies or pop culture?
Let's go pop culture.
Pop culture.
For 200, Alex.
A nearly pristine copy of the first ever Superman comic is expected to sell for a record-breaking price at auction. Anybody want to guess?
I don't know what that's
millions.
Up to.
It's expected to surpass the highest ever comic book price of $5.3 million.
Wow.
Quote, without Superman and Action Comics number one, who knows whether there would ever have been a golden age of comics or if the medium would have become what it is today. That's what Heritage Auctions Vice President Barry Sandoval is saying. So this thing is going up April 4th and is expected to bring in north of $5.3 million.
When I collected comic books for like 5 minutes when I was a kid, that was always the holy grail of comics, even back then.
Right.
So, it's the Honus Wagner of
it
comics.
Is.
It's
Mickey Mantle rookie
card. Let's see if it can touch Mickey Mantle. It's like maybe around $12 million or so not that long ago.
No,
I wonder if he can get up near there.
I don't know, man.
Everything's way more than everybody expects now in the auctions.
The colors are stunningly rich, and the cover is almost pristine and largely unmarred.
In opposite news world, I have the Superman comic where Superman died.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Is that when you were a kid?
Didn't we all have one?
That's
didn't
the
we
one.
All have one? Didn't they bring him here?
Oh, no. I don't know. I don't know about that. I know, and it's in a, I have it in the
it was like, what,
black,
93, 94?
The black wrapper.
I did. I'm telling you, I feel like we had them here because I had one.
Else.
I threw it out.
No, that was something else because, that, like Brett said, it's sort of like early 90s. I don't even know how many of those are made and what that's worth. But
so now I will bring you around to the movie portion of the program.
All right, let's hear it.
The door that Kate Winslet and pushed Leonardo DiCaprio off of in Titanic.
Yeah, that floated in the...
Do you remember that? This chick that was ready to die 3 days ago.
Yeah.
She was going to jump off the back of a cruise ship.
Yep.
All of a sudden, there was no room on the door for the second person, and Leo's character just floats to the bottom of the icy Atlantic.
Yeah, well, he let go, I mean, to be fair. But
well,
that
he
door,
let go to give her so, so she could survive.
Right.
She was ready to jump off the goddamn boat 3 days ago.
So now
then
someone
she's
can...
banging him in a car in a parking lot on a boat.
Yes.
And now all of a sudden he's got to die?
Well,
anyway, that door
he
just...
made the dumb choice.
He's a dummy. That door went for $718,750 during the auction.
Wow. And Lincoln's hair is $15,000.
It says here.
You're kidding me.
The slab of wood that played a role in Leo DiCaprio's on-screen death recently sold for an impressive $718,750.
Besides the ship... You know, it's just one of the, I guess, the key points. It's obviously a key point at the end of the movie. Makes sense. Now they can own the door and look at it and say, they both could have fit on it.
Yeah, right.
It's just look at it. It's a door. Float it. I'm sure you could have found a way. So you don't have to die in the icy waters.
Hey, listen, man.
Whatever.
I've been screaming about this thing for however many years now.
700-something thousand, huh?
He should have never died on that boat. He should have never died.
Poor Leo DiCaprio. He would have had such a great career.
He should have never died that day. You just go to it. Like, listen, there's only room for one of us here. You wanted to die a couple days ago.
Yeah.
So
why don't you give yourself up?
And then you just take your finger and push her forehead, like, and watch her eyes, the glassy eyes, just sink to the bottom of the Atlantic. Like, if anybody,
is that what you do?
Everybody asks, like, did you kill her? She
wanted
to die.
She seems so nice.
She wanted to die 3 days ago, man. No, I got to die. Anyway,
$718,000. Get out of here!
And the dress Kate wore as Rose for most of the film's sinking scenes, that sold for $125,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there you go, ladies and
gentlemen. I don't think anything from that movie forever will be worth
more proof. We're just a bunch of broke asses.
Yeah, sure.
more thing.
What?
The rest of the audience, Harrison Ford's bullwhip from Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom came in second. $525,000. Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining.
Yeah.
$125,000.
Oh, God. Iconic pieces of movie memorabilia. Incredible. Lincoln's bloody hair, $15,000. It's on sale. I swear to God, it's on sale.
For $525,000, you can do some role playing with your wife. Pretend to be Indiana Jones.
Or Jack Nicholson coming through the bedroom door.
Right. Here's Johnny.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.